Summer Breakfast.
From the three, Brady throws, pass caught, Evans touchdown. Tampa Bay on top.
Just a great effort offensively. We made some plays when we needed to. Running game was great. Line protected great up front. Just a great week of prep. You know, really proud of our team and everything we put in to get to this point. So it was only four teams left. We're one of them.
It's a pretty complete performance from Tampa Bay yesterday, Del.
It was. And when you've got a man by the name of Tom Brady running the show and controlling the game like he does, going up against an absolute superstar in Drew Brees as well, two of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. It was sort of hard to pick who you're going for, but Tom Brady just gets the job done. Goes to a new franchise being spoken about. Was it Bill Belichick or was it Tom Brady that got them that position at the Patriots? Well, as it currently stands, it's Tom Brady.
And Tampa Bay one step closer to a home Super Bowl. We're delighted to welcome Greg Orman from The Athletic to the show this morning. Greg, thank you for being with us. And as we said, it was a very complete performance by the Bucs.
Yeah, and nothing like the first two games, but very impressive. Like you said, it starts with Tom Brady, and you can go turnover-free for an entire game as they did. That can make a lot of things possible.
And on the other side of the ball, it was an unusual performance, I guess, from Drew Brees that did turn the ball over a handful of times and got scored against, which gave people like Tom Brady the opportunity. What does this mean to Tampa Bay, a franchise that has struggled for a period of time? You bring in someone of the caliber of Tom Brady and things turn around instantly.
Yeah, oh, it's changed everything. I mean, I think this was the hope when you bring in someone like Tom Brady. You know, they've gone 13 years without a playoff appearance, 17 years without a playoff win. So to have back-to-back road wins now in the playoffs and be, you know, now one win, like you said, away from playing in the Super Bowl in your home field, it's crazy. But again, it's kind of the norm for Tom Brady. This is his 14th conference championship game. I mean, this is very much the norm for him, and you didn't know whether – he would rub off on the Bucs or vice versa. And I think the expectation of success and postseason success has certainly carried with him.
Greg, can we just go back before we speak about Tom Brady and tell us about, from a Tampa Bay perspective, what you thought when you were getting Tom Brady, whether you ever thought you'd be in this position or whether everybody in that franchise and in that city was a little bit skeptical of getting a man in at the age of 43?
Right. Now, I think there was definitely some concern. Is what does the guy have left? You know, I mean, there never has been a 43-year-old have a full season as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And his numbers had dropped off last year with New England. And some of that, I think, was just not having a good supporting cast. But you don't know if he can stay healthy. You don't know if the offensive line can protect him. You know, there's success by Buccaneers standards. And again, just making the playoffs, just being 11-5, they had already certainly exceeded that. But to have success by Tom Brady standards is a very different thing, and he's certainly gotten there.
Greg, it was, as we mentioned, and Tom spoke about it as well, it was the sum of all parts this win yesterday. The defensive unit standing up in big moments, and particularly putting Drew Brees under pressure where he made mistakes. He was sacked a couple of times and was picked off. They were a huge part in yesterday's win.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brees, like the last nine games against the Bucs, Drew Brees had one interception total, just remarkably good at avoiding the exact mistakes that he made yesterday. Just great plays defensively, a little bit of pressure, a little bit of jumping. You know, all three guys that made picks are really young guys. They're second-year players. They're 22, 23, 24 years old. And that's what they needed. It's if you can win the turnover battle, especially if you can go plus four like they did, that solves a lot of other problems. So if you're inefficient on offense and you're only getting field goals, it doesn't matter as much if you can get the ball at the 3-yard line and the 20-yard line and have these short fields. It really helped them a lot yesterday.
Greg, I know this isn't your priority and it doesn't really faze you right now as a Tampa Bay man, but is that the last time you think that Drew Brees will be on an NFL field?
It's wild to think about. It really was to watch that and to feel bad for the guy, because I think, unfortunately for Drew, so much of his postseason, all he's known, have been these disappointing, terrible, painful losses. In the worst ways. So to see his last game, he gets a home game, one last home game, gets a crowd there, and to see it go the way it does, where he's clearly not at 100%, and plays a big role in the downfall of a team that really had hoped to do something. This was a team that was really kind of built for now. They're in absolute salary cap hell moving forward because they've tried so hard to build a winner around Drew Brees. So yeah, I was just struck by how sad it was that this was the end for him.
Greg Orman joining us from The Athletic. So Green Bay at Lambeau Field next. What are you expecting? And I guess from a Green Bay perspective, how difficult are they going to make life for the Buccaneers?
You know, it's the exact opposite of what this game was. This game was the Bucks getting revenge after two just completely dominating losses in the regular season. And now they get to go to a team that they completely dominated. I mean, that was 38-10, and as dominating a win as you could imagine against a team as good as Green Bay. They fell behind 10-0 early and then got the next 38 points. So now they're on the other side of this same equation where they have to validate the success they had with a team that's obviously done very well and improved since then. I mean, I think you caught the Bucks on their best day and Green Bay on one of their worst, and now you have to beat them under really difficult physical circumstances. I mean, really cold, far from home. The crowd isn't nearly the factor it would be with a full house there at Lambeau. But a challenge to duplicate that success and replicate the outcome you got in Tampa 3 months ago.
I think they're forecasting snow for this next game as well. So a change in conditions. Let's fast forward a few weeks and Tampa Bay has the Super Bowl. What's the current status? So there was a few people in the crowd. So I'm not sure what the exact numbers are. But in regards to the Super Bowl, is there limited crowds? And what will that environment be like with something that is just such a huge spectacle around the world?
Yeah, they haven't put a hard number on it, but the expectation is that it will be the same as what the Buccaneers had at their home games, which is about 16,000. It's about 25% capacity for Raymond James Stadium. And that's, you know, again, I think you definitely noticed the crowd. They had a couple games early in the year where they had no crowd initially and then maybe 5,000 or 6,000 as they kind of ramp things up. And with 16,000, it's definitely not the deafening sound you expect from a sold-out NFL stadium, but you definitely can feel the presence of the crowd. I think sometimes you notice the absence of the crowd this year when you're in these, especially in these domes that are completely empty. It's just an eerie feeling. So I think it'll be again, if it's at that 16,000 level, something where you'll notice the crowd, but not nearly at the level you'd expect to have that normal Super Bowl experience around you.
Greg, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us, and the ride continues for the Buccaneers. And from a Bucs perspective, long may it continue.
All right, thanks for having me. I'll take care.
Greg Orman joining us from The Athletic. It's a fantastic story, Dal, of a franchise or a club just taking ownership and saying, you know what, enough's enough. And we have to go and get a major piece like Tom Brady, but ultimately, we have to turn around this kind of losing or mediocre culture that we've got within our organisation.
This is a team that won the Super Bowl a couple of decades ago and put themselves up in lights. And then since then, it's sort of been tough going for those Tampa Bay players and supporters. But you bring in Tom Brady, take a bit of a risk, bring in Gronkowski with you. Antonio Brown has had his issues for the last, two or three years. It's sort of dragging out a little bit now. It's been quite a while. They've taken a risk, all chips in. So I hope it continues for a little bit longer.
Monday, 7 o'clock, that game between the Packers and the Buccaneers. And then at 10:40 next Monday, Melbourne time, it'll be the Chiefs, who looked very, very sharp yesterday against the Bills. They look very sharp.
It. Another week to go. I look forward to it. Then a weekend off.
And then the Super Bowl weekend, which you will hear exclusively around Australia on SEN. Jared Waitley will be calling the Super Bowl. And as he does, he will be tearing it apart. Brad Crouch from the Saints to join us shortly. Conversation starter not too far away as well.